That used to be my chair. And it still is my chair, but Brea the cat is in that chair. See, she's an old lady. People say, well, what is with this cat? She's 15 now, man, and she's got all kinds of fucking problems, and she hangs close to me, you know. You know, she's living, this is her retirement village here, this studio. It's warm. It's got all kinds of little nooks and crannies she can hide in. You know, we keep her fed down here. She doesn't want for anything, and she's taken over my chair. So I wish I could get a look at you, Brea. I could pick you up and parade you for the audience, but... And then she's going into the hospital. Not that there's anything wrong with her, but she's got to be boarded when we leave. She can't just be... We can't just bring a cat sitter because she's got diabetes, so she needs insulin, she needs fluids, she needs fucking B12 injections, she needs steroids, all this shit. And you can't do that, you know, with a cat sitter. So she's at a...
Isn't that right, Brea?
She doesn't know. She'll only be in for like 3 days, 3 nights. Huh? Good girl. But see, the thing, man, she was in rescue. She's been in and out of fucking cages her whole goddamn, you know, this, unfortunately, maybe the last couple of years. I don't know how she ever wound up on the streets. I do know that she was on some level abused because when we first got her, if I reached down to pet her, she'd cringe. Every time I brought my hand anywhere close to her head, she did this flinch and cringe thing. So some motherfucker out there hurt her, but that might have been when she got into rescue. It might have been I don't know what. Somebody said a lot of these cats belong to older people, and once they get so fucking infirm, they can't they can't move or whatever. The cat just wanders off, you know. But but ever since she's been with us, man, she's improved. She's doing better than the doctors said she would. You know, like I told you, the doctors didn't think she'd fucking last months. Yeah, they gave her months to live. It's a full year since we adopted her. And she's looking good, man. All right, so tonight we're going to do an experiment, or today. And the experiment goes as follows, and you'll see, I will mention this in the tweet that promotes the show. I'm not going to edit this. I'm just going to see how many times I crack myself up in the show. Just as a kicky thing, you know. We're going to do Bob Green today. Bob is going to have on with him Mavis Leonard. We'll be talking about yoga. Because I was talking to Bree Brown, and she said, you know who would be a great character to have in a yoga class is Mavis Leonard. I don't know. I haven't watched CNN in so fucking long. People think that I can't take watching fucking CNN. I can't take watching any of these goddamn news channels. They make me throw up. Turn this shit down. All right. Goo 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 goo. So, I'm watching Star Trek last night. I took these notes from the 1966 produced Star Trek. In the 1990s, according to Star Trek, in the 1990s, between 1992 and 1996, were the eugenics wars. And these genetically engineered supermen took, you know, were at war. And one of them was Khan, you know, in The Wrath of Khan. He was the guy that he ran one quarter of the Earth in 1992 through 1996. Suspended animation, that is, going to sleep in space travel, was necessary until the year 2018, when, I guess, warp drive was developed. Okay, so you don't know what you're fucking missing, man. According to Star Trek, we're like, where's all this shit happening, man? There's warp drive happening now. We already had the eugenics wars. You know, it shows you, man, in predicting our own future, we're the worst at predicting our own futures. We're just the worst. I don't know if there's a futurist or if there's a science fiction writer or a fantasy writer that actually got it right any time in the past. I'm sure that there was, or someone's willing to tell me that there was. I don't know, but I just laugh, man, when I see some of the science fiction from years gone by at what they think was happening. Remember, you know, by this point, Blade Runner was in effect, right? L.A. was, there was an acid rain, 2019, right? By 2019, there was a fucking acid rain all over Los Angeles, and everybody was speaking fucking some kind of whack pidgin English, and we had, oh, shit, yeah, we had robots. We ain't, I guess we got artificial intelligence now. I don't know, what the fuck, do we have actual robots or do we not? You know, I know we have artificial intelligence. Then there was the story out of Russia that was just, it was so typically Russian. There's a so-called robot visiting schools and demonstrating the kids are having their pictures taken, but it's not really a robot at all. It's a guy in a robot suit. What? But apparently the company wasn't trying to pretend like it was a robot, but the impression was that it was, and so they didn't do anything to, you know, to tamp that down. So hence what you had was people thinking that this guy in a robot suit was actually a robot until somebody spotted the neck between the helmet and the shoulder pad and said, wait a second, that's a guy in a robot suit. And the company was like, well, we never really represented it to be an actual robot. But all of these tweets were being pulled offline from the schools that were promoting it. What the fuck? What are you doing? And supposedly it was to promote robotics and an interest in robotics. Well, all right. How do you do that with a guy in a robot suit? Hi, I'm so-and-so, and I can, I really fucking don't get it. Melania Trump's favorability rating is at around 43%. I mean, look, nobody likes anybody in this fucking White House. That's just a fucking fact. Well, where's your proof? Look at the polling. The polling? How about November 6th? There's your fucking polling. Overwhelming, almost 60 million votes went Democrat. Anyway, I don't want to piss anybody off or hurt anybody's feelings or, you know, otherwise. So what are we doing here?
That's right, Phil. This is Bob Green. And tonight we're going to talk about how it's like a lot of bad impressions have been given about, you know, having to suck on it or whatever.
I got an audition tomorrow, man. Just started working on the lines. As soon as I'm done here, I gotta keep working on them. It's 11 o'clock. Then there's a open house at my voiceover agent's office, which is right across the street from the L.A. Museum of Art and the La Brea Tar Pits on Wilshire, which that's fine. I mean, not that I'm planning any visit there, but then I got to turn around and come back because we have our chat at 9 o'clock. Did I already say that? Yeah. Friday night's chat.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Bob Green. I'm the CEO of Fraser Foods. I hope you come and visit us in Buena Park and take advantage of some of the great, fantastic Christmas offerings that we have for you. We've got the turkeys and all the stuff you do for Christmas. And, you know, I hope you don't believe a lot of this stuff. It isn't like biting a towel. It's a tough job to be a grocer at Christmas time, but nonetheless, I hope you'll visit us. The reason why I'm here is to remind you that the Phil Henry Show chat on Friday night is going to be at 9 o'clock. That's 9 o'clock, 9-0, on the Pacific Coast and at midnight on the East Coast. The reason for that, I'm told, is that Phil is going to the, what is it he's going to? He's going to his agent's, his voiceover agent's open house there on Wilshire in Los Angeles. So, you know, big deal. Yeah, I'm sure Henry is, he has to get that in, like, woo, what a star. Anyway. So 9 o'clock will be the chat on Friday night, which if you're seeing this on Friday, whatever. But again, I'd like to say that we are looking forward to seeing all of you at Fraser Foods, where the food is great, and we love serving you. The whole biting a towel and oiling up got out of hand. I don't blame myself. I never blame myself, because I'm one of the very narcissistic characters that Phil specializes in on his show. So anyway, I'm Bob Green. I'm the CEO of Fraser Foods. Everything we do is perfect. All the other stores, I hope they burn to the ground. And I say that with the greatest of respect. So remember, Phil's, you don't need to know anymore.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Bob Green. I'm the CEO of Fraser Foods. I hope you come and visit us in Buena Park and take advantage of some of the great, fantastic Christmas offerings that we have for you. We've got the turkeys and all the stuff you do for Christmas. And, you know, I hope you don't believe a lot of this stuff. It isn't like biting a towel. It's a tough job to be a grocer at Christmas time, but nonetheless, I hope you'll visit us. The reason why I'm here is to remind you that the Phil Henry Show chat on Friday night is going to be at 9 o'clock. That's 9 o'clock, 9-0, on the Pacific Coast and at midnight on the East Coast. The reason for that, I'm told, is that Phil is going to the, what is it he's going to? He's going to his agent's, his voiceover agent's open house there on Wilshire in Los Angeles. So, you know, big deal. Yeah. I'm sure Henry, he has to get that in, like, woo, what a star. Anyway, so 9 o'clock will be the chat on Friday night, which if you're seeing this on Friday, whatever. But again, I'd like to say that we are looking forward to seeing all of you at Fraser Foods, where the food is great, and we love serving you. The whole biting a towel and oiling up got out of hand. I don't blame myself. I never blame myself because I'm one of the very narcissistic characters that Phil specializes in on his show. So anyway, I'm Bob Green. I'm the CEO of Fraser Foods. Everything we do is perfect. All the other stores, I hope they burn to the ground. And I say that with the greatest of respect.
What is the fucking story, man? What is...
CEO of Fraser Foods. I hope you come and visit us in Buena Park and take advantage of some of the great, fantastic Christmas offerings that we have for you. We've got the turkeys and all the stuff you do for Christmas. And, you know, I hope you don't believe a lot of this stuff. It isn't like biting a towel. It's a tough job to be a grocer at Christmas time, but nonetheless, I hope you'll visit us. The reason why I'm here is to remind you that the Phil Henry Show chat on Friday night is going to be at 9 o'clock. That's 9 o'clock, 9-0, on the Pacific Coast and at midnight on the East Coast. The reason for that, I'm told, is that Phil is going to the, what is it he's going to? He's going to his agent's, his voiceover agent's open house there on Wilshire in Los Angeles. So, you know, big deal. Yeah. I'm sure Henry, he has to get that in, like, woo, what a star. Anyway, so 9 o'clock will be the chat on Friday night, which if you're seeing this on Friday, whatever. But again, I'd like to say that we are looking forward to seeing all of you at Fraser Foods, where the food is great and we love serving you. The whole biting a towel and oiling up got out of hand. I don't blame myself. I never blame myself because I'm one of the very narcissistic characters that Phil specializes in on his show. So anyway, I'm Bob Green. I'm the CEO of Fraser Foods. Everything we do is perfect. All the other stores, I hope they burn to the ground. And I say that with the greatest of respect.
All right, man. Oh, shit. Well, how much time we got here, man? What a fucking day, man. This is awesome. What do you mean, nope, air printer found? Come on, motherfucker, let's go. What do we got here, man? We got a problem with our fucking... I was just about to sing the praises of this phone for... Oh, Wi-Fi is off. No fucking wonder. All right, so as I was saying, I'm going to print my notes. There we go, print. Select printer. There it is, the brother. I'd like single-sided black and white. Boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. You hit it with the phone, man. There it is. I could be anywhere in the house. Maybe even out in the driveway. And you print that motherfucker. All right.
And this is Bob Green today. This is Bob Green today, and it's Bob Green coming into town.
That's right, Bob Green strides into town.
What is so funny about that?
There's nothing funny. Bob Green is on the way, giving you his view of news and events, as well as the latest from the world of grocery. It doesn't say.
What the?
The world of grocery stores. All right, I don't know what you want me to say, Bob.
Well, you see, the world of
grocery stores. I don't know. Yeah, you know, it's really terrible.
And this is Bob Green Today, a production of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Bob Green.
Right, we already know that.
Well, if you know it, then all right.
So I got CNN. Get fucking CNN. Conspiracy against CNN. This chick from Russia, Christ almighty, they busted her? What the fuck did she do, man? She's into up to her ass trying to influence the NRA. What the hell is she doing, man? Going out having drinks with you guys? Excuse me for saying this, and I don't mean to be... She's a good-looking woman. Maybe she... I don't know. Because I'm loathe to say... Was she sleeping with people? Is that it? I don't understand. But I realize, well, you know, there can be more to it, Phil. Maybe she's just really smart. Yeah, really smart. But I mean, hi, I'm sitting here. I'm an NRA member, which is cool.
Right, Phil. I'd like to bring on now Chris Handley. You know Chris.
What did that guy? Oh, it was Don Mixa.
And Don, you play in a jazz band.
I do. I play in a jazz band. Here is that.
Now that's not a trumpet.
No, I'm playing my mouth. I got into this discussion with Phil already.
No, I know that, but and you don't have your trumpet.
No, I don't have it on me. No.
All right. Don't you think that when you play the trumpet, you should?
Yeah, I suppose. When I play the trumpet, I play the trumpet on a bandstand, all right? In front of people. I mean, I've got an orchestra. I wear a white tuxedo. I wear a white tuxedo jacket, okay? And that's what I do. I mean,
It was last March. He's only just making noises with his mouth.
And so that's what we want to bring on Don Mix. Don, my understanding.
So we have Margaret, we have Mavis, and we have Don Mixa. Mavis.
Going on, everybody.
All right, 7:47.
Thank you.
It's a crack up. Christ almighty. Is there anything funnier in this world than the drive-through sound effects? Okay. And then Margaret, what is that? What am I hearing? Oh. I was wondering where the hell that noise was coming from.
Yes, thank you very much. Jay, thank you. It's wonderful. Or not Jay. You're not Jay, are you?
No, it's Bob Green.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I'm very concerned. There was a comment made, and I'll say this. The comment was, and I heard the replay, and it has bothered me ever since, when Bud Dickman said that I needed to be specific when I said I was stretching. Was I talking about my vocal cords or some other part of my anatomy? At that time, my husband Frank was consulted, Mr. Henry was present, so was Mr. Dickman, and the whole thing really devolved into a joke, and the question was not answered. I'm here to answer the question now, because I've received an awful lot of communication from women.
I don't know anything about this, Ms. Gray.
Well, I'm telling you, so if you just don't mind, because you're not really a regular host. Yes, it was sexual harassment on the part of Mr. Dickman, on the part of Mr. Henry, who let it go, and now I have to confront my own husband.
What happened exactly?
I'm not going to get into it because I'm not...
Testing, testing. Who was that? Who is that? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, man, I'm ready. Test 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2. There we go. Okay.